Pleased to see you.
And good news from SUNY Ulster. Enrollment's always an issue. We are actually 25 FTE above our enrollment projection.
Great.
Which means we are ahead of last year, which is something I never thought I would have seen.
Yeah, I thought you were projecting perhaps a
yeah, we were.
Downturn there.
Why didn't let anybody in here now?
So we're real happy with enrollment. That's again the thing that we watch the most. The bridge is coming in this Friday.
Oh, yep.
So we'll have a bridge. Can't go over there for a week or so. I guess it's got to dry.
It's got a cure. We have more curing to have.
Thursday we're opening the bids for the water line and the water tank. We're having meetings this week, Jamie, correct, on the wall, the gym wall?
Correct. Construction kickoff with the Dormitory Authority on the reconstruction and repair replacement of the gym wall projects. That's a kickoff tomorrow.
And we have our gala on Thursday. If anybody has not got tickets, I certainly can get them for you. Everything is doing well.
Right. Yeah,
we're
it sounds that way.
Yeah. So it's off to a good fall. Better than we anticipated. I think maybe because it's Jamie's there with us now.
Yeah. Well, that's what she told me before the meeting.
Right.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being here.
Okay. That's it.
Yeah, see you next month. Next on our agenda, we have budget requests. And the first is Mike Juby. Don't be a monster program.
Do you have a copy of those?
Sure.
For some reason, it's not on my computer.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your support over the years. I have some information on our program this year. Is there anyone here that's not familiar with the Don't Be a Monster program? Anybody that's good, that makes it easier. This year, we will be attending 10 schools, 13 presentations so far this year. And as of today, we will reach 3,000 students in Ulster County. So with your support, it makes this possible. And if you have any questions that I can, and keep in mind that if anybody is interested in attending one of the presentations, just give me a call and I'll tell you when and where, and you're more than welcome to come to one. Of course, the last one we did, we had to be there at 6 a.m. I don't think anybody would want to do that. And I'm going to make sure that's the last time we do that.
At 6 a.m., I'll be a bully.
Yeah, that's right. Fight for the cloth.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I'll answer any questions that you have.
So, Mike, has it been 3,000 students over the years? That's kind of your target? Has that changed up or down?
No, that fluctuates, and that's only as of today. Nationally, and maybe you're not interested in this, we've reached 71,260 kids.
Right.
So it depends on what schools contact us and the availability during the month of October. And the reason this works with Headless Horse and Hayrides and Haunted Houses is you know, we're not teachers, and we go in, we're the cool guys, right? We're on the haunted house. Every one of us in this room has gone to an assembly during high school that, you know, you're throwing spitballs at the guy next to you, and you're pulling somebody's hair, and you're goofing around. They want to listen to this assembly. They want to be there, and their eyes on, and really listening. So I think that's one reason why it is so successful, not just for us, but for our other members around the country as well.
All right, well, thank you so much for being here and for doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you for your support.
Do we have any other presentations?
Wasn't there another request that got sent in? I think people's. Somebody told me something came in from People's Place.
I don't have any.
The Maritime Museum, and I believe there was one other.
Oh, no.
you know, awareness used to come to this committee a few years ago, but I think it goes through health now.
Okay. And this is a spreadsheet Nettie put together of requests. I'm passing it around. Thank you. Oh, absolutely. I didn't have any other on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
No, I guess Gerentine is putting it in himself or whatever.
All right, then we can move on to resolutions. Resolution number 408, confirming the appointment of Susan C. Koppenhaver to as director of the Office of the Aging.
That's me.
That's you.
Yes, it
well,
is.
Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you for asking me.
And you're working now?
I am. I've been here since the 16th.
Having a good time?
My head is spinning.
I'll bet.
It's a lot to learn. It's very complicated. And I have a great staff, though. They know what needs to be done and have great ideas. And I think my first day that I was there, they opened the senior hub for meals. So that was sort of a grand opening type of thing. I don't know if there's been an actual opening. Do you ever do things like that with the chamber or no? It'd be kind of cool to have a grand opening.
Yeah, there hasn't been for that space.
So, so
and perhaps we do a meeting at your place and learn a little more about
that'd be great.
What it is you do.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
We could do a presentation for you.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Will anyone have any questions, Susan? I guess not. Dave?
No. What is the... I didn't see the agenda.
Confirming the appointment of Susan as director of the Office of the Aging.
Do you have a copy of that?
Oh, there you go.
There you go, Dave.
Oh, okay.
No. We have a motion.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's pretty easy, huh?
Wow, that's it?
Yeah.
Well, now you're stuck.
I'm enjoying it.
Next Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah.
This is one.
That's true. Over a hurdle.
Why, what's next Tuesday?
Well, that'll be the confirmation of the whole body.
The whole, yeah.
Do I have to come to that, too?
No.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Stay out of
nice
our way.
Meeting. And we'll be in touch. I would like to come by.
Absolutely.
We can schedule the
great.
Next meeting there.
Yeah,
potentially or one.
Just let me know. Is it usually after hours, or is it?
Mm-hmm. It would be this time.
Okay.
No,
yeah,
no. Actually, we're usually at 6:30, right?
6:30. Okay.
We're early tonight.
Oh, you're early tonight.
Yeah, for another.
Just let us know when.
Resolution 413, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and family of Woodstock Youth Bureau.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any, I'm sorry, but you're with, you're not with?
The Youth Bureau.
Oh. Okay. Very good.
She came all the way down from Albany.
Yeah. This is her resolution, right?
Yes.
This is her resolution?
Yeah, this is your resolution.
What is the contract
again? Okay, please. This is in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county with family of Woodstock. It has to do with the Youth Bureau. So, yeah.
What is it
again? Yourself?
Could you just fill us in quickly?
I think most of the legislators know me.
Yeah.
The Youth Bureau is one of my deep passions, and this is something that we do every year, this resolution. Mm-hmm. So.
And what is it specifically for again?
Family of Woodstock.
And for doing what?
Family of Woodstock has several programs. They have.
Oh, I know that, but what is this one?
What is this contract?
This one is for the 180 program.
Okay, it's 180
program.
Okay.
Programs that they do.
Yeah, I know what that is.
That's
the restorative justice program for younger kids.
Yeah. It's mostly runaway and homeless youth.
So it's 180 plus runaway and homeless youth.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, okay.
It's the only one that's in excess of 50,000. That's why we come here every year.
Very good.
All right. So we have a second.
Did we remove it?
No,
I think
we
moved
it. Second.
Okay.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks for making the trip.
No problem. And I'd just like to piggyback on what Ms. Copenhaver said. I'll be doing lots of events, and I never thought to invite you guys. I will.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I will.
Please do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Weather this storm again. Go back.
You drive careful. It's getting foggy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Take care. You too.
Resolution 433, establishing capital project number 522, SUNY Ulster, Kingston Center, roof safety improvement, and amending the 2019-2024 capital project fund, SUNY Ulster. Jamie, do you want to speak to that?
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
So this project, the Kingston Center roof, when the roof was put on, they didn't do a safety railing around the roof, and they didn't do a safety pad around the rooftop unit that's up there. So this is an OSHA compliant component. This was built into the capital plan. We're doing it through, obviously, through the SUNY system so we can get the 50% reimbursement back, so it's not full county share. And this will make the roof OSHA compliant for anyone who has to go up there to do any kind of work. And the safety railings, we have some printouts here. I can pass these around for the safety railings. And this will be managed by the county Department of Public Works. So this will not be a DASNY specific project.
The pricing was based off some quotes, but I believe we may be going out to bid on the entire.
Correct. Yeah, so the original, what was built into the capital plan was originally based on the quotes that were developed by the DPW team in consultation with Safety Rails, and it was reviewed, looked at. It feels like a good estimate at this point, but it will go out, obviously, out to bid. For full procurement. This is establishing the project at this time. This is a new project that needs to be established.
All right. I believe it was moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Great. New business. Rescheduled November 11th meeting. Veterans Day. County offices closed. Meeting to include department 2020 budget discussions. Consider Monday 11/18 at 5:30. Held here. That work?
I don't have my calendar with me. Yeah. I'll double check.
That's the next one. I must have had an old.
Oh, you were looking at the buzzing.
It's listed in programs. I don't know why 410 was on it.
Thank you.
Maybe it's not.
They took it off the other agenda. It's not here.
Okay. Yeah, because that only went to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
Public safety, yeah.
Public safety, it's not going to law.
So Mary, you don't know. Dave,
what?
How does that sound to you? The
change in meeting.
To the 18th at 5:30 here.
The 18th, I don't know.
How about I ask Nettie to send out someone?
Okay.
November the 18th?
Yeah.
When do we normally meet?
Yeah, well,
it would have been the 11th.
Yeah, but that's
Veterans Day.
Oh, it's Veterans Day. Okay. And then Tuesday would be.
Tuesday's Ways and Means and Session, right?
Session.
Right, and Session.
So the regular laws and rules would be that Monday.
Right, we would have to meet before. Because we should be, we got to. You know, discuss those budget things we haven't talked about. So
and
maybe we should actually talk about some of them right now.
I think we should.
We've got a little bit of time.
Yes.
Because there were some things that were brought up. What were the ones that were brought up? Do we have the minutes?
Well, we have a spreadsheet.
We have
do you have an extra copy?
And Dave, didn't awareness used to come before this? Awareness used to come before us.
They didn't and they didn't.
They did.
I don't know.
And now they're at health.
They went to health. Why they went to health, I don't know, but that's. They went. I never argued with it.
Dave. But this.
Because it looks like all these other ones have come before us.
Right. And this is the 2019.
Right.
So community action request is the same amount. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now I thought Bartabon requested more, but they didn't.
Did they change it? Because I thought they did,
oh, no,
too.
No, they did. They kept the same. All right. Arts Midwest requested more. Well, we have some concerns. You know, some people have concerns with the Arts Midwest because of the amount that is, taken for administration. But having said that, you know, when you think about it, they use a lot of money for the employee, the administrative of the programs. But the problem with that is it's sort of like, you know, what do you, you know, I kind of equate it with some people saying, well, you know, education, you pay the teachers. It's all that money they're paying them. Well,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, the arts, in other words, that's what their job is, to actually get them, you know, a lot of the arts together, and they do.
And we've seen it grow.
Together. And we've seen it really grow, so.
And really impact the communities that I'm not familiar with.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. I don't think any of us had a problem with increasing that. That's, I think it was the $6,000. That's what it was, right?
I believe so.
But we,
you know what? But we have to talk about that. Let's keep going and see.
All right.
What
so we'll, the other ones are the same. We don't really do soil and water. Cornell Cooperative requested money to do a program that we actually wanted them to do last year. But I mean, that's something we need to look at again too.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why this is, why we have this.
I think it's just because it's appropriations.
Why,
it's
why Cornell?
No, why soil and water has been put into this.
Because I think it's just the way they, it's a vendor. So we don't oversee the soil and water because that goes over to environment, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I think originally all of these funds came out of legislative programs, and some of them have shifted to health and other places.
Yeah, I think that's what,
over time.
Well,
but I think that's why
soil and water was always. Yeah, soil and water was always over in environmental. It
was
one of those ones that the environmental did. Otherwise, it's programs that we kind of fund, through requests. So these all come through us. So I mean, I thought of it. So that's why the soil and water.
Let me ask
like
about that. Okay.
Which what?
Soil and water.
No, we don't do that. Like we never have. I've never seen that in this committee.
It seems like awareness would actually be more appropriate here, even though it's health related. It's like it's programs. They're doing programs and school and stuff, so I don't know.
The Cornell Cooperative Extension, that's the one where they want to do the, what is that? You remember what it was? It's
a culvert.
Yeah, the culvert. They do stuff for the DEC. They're monitor.
The hazard mitigation, which is part of the culvert. It's right.
Monitoring the water that's going into it, and what they wanted to do is start monitoring all the streams. In other words, the DEC pays them to do that one.
DEP, in the watershed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it pays them in the watershed, but they want to do it outside the watershed.
Right.
That was their thinking. But what I would like to do is get, maybe the executive ought to weigh in on that before we...
We funded them flat in the executive budget.
Right, I saw that.
Jared had came with the higher request, probably the same request that's in there. And we funded them flat. But they're also part of a grant that was written with the Department of the Environment for the culvert money. So they're contracting with us for that as well. So the regular appropriation was flat, but they're going to be working with the Department of the Environment on the culvert assessment grant.
Well, was there a need for a match? Is that why they came to us? Or
I'm not sure.
They came to us.
It seems like he said something about a match with something, though. But I'm not sure what. And it may have been a different part of the program. Because he covered, when he gave an overview, it was everything, so. It may have just been something different.
All right, the dispute resolution, that's basically similar to what it was before.
All right.
And you know, we know what they do. They took over the CASA program, which is actually makes the CASA program a little more effective, and although they have not got the volunteers that they, as many as they need, but that may be just like a a little ups and down thing with that. Because to get somebody in and volunteer in that CASA program, it takes a lot of training.
Yeah, 40 hours.
And you get paid nothing for it.
Yeah.
And you get paid nothing to do the, be the advocate. So it's kind of tough to get them, but it is better that it's in that.
And that was awarded, right? So there's no. So they were awarded what they requested?
They were funded what they requested in both cases. All right, the executive put the money in there, same as what was in there before. Family Woodstock, they requested an increase of $5,000. He justified that increase in points that they're seeing more people and it's making it difficult for them to do because they also have to have certain volunteers. And what that visitation program is, it's a program where you may be separated from your children and you get a
family visitation.
What is it?
It's the special family visitation.
Yeah, it's just for a parent.
They have to be there.
Right. Supervised visitation.
Supervised visitation,
right. And it's only the parent that can come, siblings cannot.
Right. So it makes it
which makes no sense to me, but
so anyway, that's and they requested that and pointed out and made his argument pretty effective. So, I mean, I have no problem with increasing that by the 5,000. I don't know about the rest of you.
Yeah, because the numbers are really growing on the number of kids that are going into foster care and family.
Yeah, I think he made a pretty compelling argument. Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a problem with that. So none of us do, right?
Awareness
we're not seeing. The Library Association. Also requested a slight increase due to the cost that it is for the programs that they're having and the programs that the various libraries are demanding. And of course, what's interesting about that, that's like half what we used to give the libraries back in 2006. The difference is we gave to the libraries, each library directly, a certain a piece of money. So here, this is actually some great programming they put together, and I think they justified that. They have not really requested too many too often. In fact, when they started cutting some of the little, the mass programs, I said to them, if you're going to cut the programs, but before you do that, why don't you request enough to get them back in?
I mean, they've maintained a steady 2013 through 18, 79,000.
Right.
So this little jump, I think, is reasonable.
Any problems with that? We're all okay with that, so we'll recommend that also to the Finance Committee.
Don't be a monster.
Don't be a monster. The numbers are the same, $5,000. And so I don't have a problem with that.
Is that in the budget?
I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah, I believe it is.
I was going to print it today, and then I realized how many pages it was.
So anybody have a problem with that?
No.
Nope. All right. Let's do that.
So we have 1, 2, 3.
Now the Mohawk Reserve, what did they want?
They wanted Kingston school children visitation.
Is this the first time they were? This is the first time?
Yes, I think all of these.
Just Kingston?
I think Kingston this year. We had talked about Ellenville, Saugerties. I had anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That it'd be a new program that expands into these other communities. Other cities.
Okay, they do have people's based on here. So we have to get we don't have anything from them. Do we have anything from the DNH now?
I have not seen anything.
No.
They didn't send the little form?
Not that was part of today's meeting. I can't guarantee they didn't send it to maybe Nettie.
Let's get the forms that they have on each one of them.
That was DNA.
Somebody Recovery Community Outreach Center is requested. What did they request again? 10 or 30 or what?
Place.
Well, it looks like
what it looks like. Yeah, 50.
Yeah, 50.
Well, that's something that I think the executive needs to weigh in on that. It's the money.
Because that probably would be under his opioid umbrella,
it's opioid,
right?
Yeah, it's a part of getting people off.
No, I know what Samadhi is, but they sent in a request to this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much?
$50,000. $50,000, yeah. So maybe you can check on the whole thing. The guy, I probably had his phone.
Well,
David.
But
McNamara.
Yeah, you got
no,
it.
No, I know, David. I'm
I can explain it just a little bit. Apparently, the state's requiring different, I don't know whether it's sober homes or different places, to have someone with a certain accreditation.
Okay.
And he's the only person who can do that accreditation. Like, or in the area, there.
But
so
he's training the trainers.
He'd be training the trainers.
He'd be training the trainers.
I just know that coming to this committee or, like, the county executive for something at over 40, which requires an RFP, is...
Right.
I mean, I've said this in other meetings. I think the funding could be there for the type of program.
There could be something different for that.
And then the purchasing department could put out some kind of request for proposals. So like we did, I think 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when I was down in purchasing, we were doing through this committee, the Legal Services of the Hudson Valley, the domestic violence legal services. And once it got to be, I think it started out at 20, once it got to be 40 or 50, it got to the point to where we needed to RFP it. They were the only ones that submitted on the RFP, but we still fulfilled our procurement obligations. Same with this, if you were gonna do this kind of funding in this budget, I would wanna see the program get funded. We could go out to request for proposals.
And maybe there's some kind of state funding if they're mandating, probably not, but you know.
Potentially,
right. There could be something that is helping offset that.
Well, it seems to me that we have...
And he may have something that's offsetting it, and that's what he wants.
Right, a good portion of this money spent. There's a number of folks that are seeking funding, but we really don't know what they're doing because we don't have those forms. Mm-hmm. So I will get those forms to you, and at that next meeting we can really come to terms with
the
this.
The Samadhi thing, maybe you could check with... the executive.
I'm
not running.
Yes.
So in terms of Samadhi, David McNamara is, you know, has gotten Samadhi going in the past 12 to 18 months. So I think what he may be doing is he's has some commitments to provide essential services now. But at
right.
The last I heard from him, he had not received word that he was getting money from anyone. So I think he would be okay with an RFP process, but he may need something to cover him for now, and he may not he's new to this, so he may not have known about the $40,000 limit. So I think he'll be amenable to working with both the administration and this committee, but he needs to get some funding to do what we need done and what he is able to do.
Well, you gotta reach
that come before help?
Find out what did, because if he
I
has
don't
to
think
put
we've
the
seen
RFP
no, we didn't
together,
see it last
I mean,
month.
You think
he
would
if
the awareness is there.
We know what
yeah.
it is,
well,
what he's attempting to do. You probably know and he may have explained that to you.
I know.
Pat toured Samadhi.
Because he's training the trainer. So he's
well,
the
it wouldn't
one
make
that's
sense.
Training
if one
people
is. I mean, they both should be in the same spot.
To try to get themselves off, wean themselves from dependence.
Okay, so you'll have that conversation. Have you had a conversation with any of these folks about any of these programs from...
I mean, I know we funded Cornell Cooperative because we funded them at the same
yeah.
level as we did in the past.
I'm talking
we
about
had
the
a meeting
ones.
With Maritime Museum.
Yeah.
I told them to come here because when they met with us, our budget was basically done, and
mm-hmm.
I felt like it was probably more along the lines that this committee could help out as opposed to, again... If we were going to put it in our budget, we would have needed to seek, some kind of procurement process, even for the lower amounts. So, where you guys have a little bit.
Okay, so let me do that. Let me get this information to all of you, and let's come prepared on the 18th to make some decisions.
Alrighty. Now, what's the on the budget? We have specific times when we have to put in amendments and all that. You know that.
That's a through.
Doesn't have a date on
that. I'm not sure that the timelines are.
I mean, the public hearing.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Right. The public hearing is on the 14th.
Normally in November we start to mm-hmm. see them, the budget amendments.
Right.
Yeah, I know that, but that's what I wanted to say. We're going to be in November, and we're going to not be meeting until the 18th because the Veterans Day is on the 11th. So, you know, unless we do one
that's
later
kind
on,
of
unless we do one later
that kind
on.
Of brings us down to the wire.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I'm right. certainly willing to meet again in October.
Well, we can do, you know, instead of that, what about in November? Well, we could do it like in November. What do we got here? Public health on there.
Let me propose two or three dates. We'll do a doodle poll and see mm-hmm. what works for everyone. And
yeah, because that 18th, I think.
That's a kind of a drop dead date.
Well, the public here, I mean, they have a, let me get it from Jack.
To join you late, but happy to join you.
What time's your other meeting? 6:30?
Following
or after this one?
6:15 or when you finish.
Okay.
So it seems like that's going to work out about the same.
Well, do I have a motion to adjourn? Well, Dave's,
I'll move it.
Second.
Well, I got that. She's just going to bring it in, that the calendar, so we might be able to get a calendar.
Okay.
I just did.
Well, we can still do ours.
Dave's back.
It kind of went like that. I mean, you can listen to the tape tomorrow when it goes up, but that's kind of how it went down.